93 FM.
Tonight, President called for collaboration on lasting solutions to recurrent hunger. Police in the system launched investigations into a department case involving two juveniles. In international news, uproar in Zimbabwe over cabinet plans to extend President's rule to 2030. In sports and in international, Gordon Mafuta joins the Belarusian side FC Naftan Nova Palostis. Two different last timings. My name is Ayala Chuma. Police in Livingston have launched investigations in a case in which a 12-year-old girl has been defiled and imprisoned by a fellow juvenile aged 14 years old. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mona Mamalongo confirmed the incident, stating that the girl is believed to be 2 months pregnant. Mr. Mamalongo explained that the matter came to light after the girl left home on February 7, 2026 and did not return. The girl was found on February 10th at Dambo Market and taken to the police station, where she disclosed that she had been living with a suspect and they were in a relationship. According to Mr. Mamalongo, the victim left home on February 7, 2026 around 1600 hours and did not return, prompting concern from her family. The 24-year-old elder brother launched a search and later reported the case of a missing child at Dambo Central Police Post. Police say the matter took a new turn on February 10, 2026, when the elder brother went to Dambo Site Market to make a purchase. While there, he spotted his sister seated in one of the shops, appearing as though she was waiting for someone. Mr. Mamalongo added that medical examinations confirmed the pregnancy and investigations into the matter are underway. In another development, the United Party for National Development has challenged Action Aid Zambia to provide evidence to support its claims of a selective dispensation of justice under the current administration. UPND Media Director Mark Sunuwe says non-governmental organizations are expected to issue statements based on substantiated facts rather than what he termed political commentary. Mr. Sunuwe says if Action Aid has evidence of public officers under the UPND administration involved in corruption, the organization should publicly identify the individuals and present details to relevant investigative briefs. He says institutions such as the Anti-Corruption Commission, the Drug Enforcement Commission, the Zambia Police Service, and the Financial Intelligence Center are mandated to investigate corruption-related offenses. Mr. Sumore has further defined Action Aid's remarks as political, stating that NGOs should rely on empirical research and verifiable data when addressing governance issues. Meanwhile, Action Aid recently alleged that there is selective dispensation of justice under the UPND administration, raising concerns about governance and accountability.
It is also a misdirection for NGOs to issue political statements where we can't tell the difference between an NGO and a political party. Our strong conviction is that for many years, Action Aid has been very much instrumental in a number of governance-related issues. We deal mostly with empirical evidence. We do research, we engage consultants. And in any case, normally they are not even forensic experts. They don't possess any forensic expertise in criminal investigation and corruption cases, because such powers lie in institutions of competent jurisdiction, like the Drug Enforcement Commission, the Zambia Police Service, the Anti-Corruption Commission, the Financial Intelligence Center. Now, much of these reports that come out are based on perception, where now law enforcement agencies have to investigate. So if Action Aid has the evidence of a public officer under present cases who has stolen, they should be tell us who that person is, how much was stolen, and where and when. That is what we make sense. As the case is, we will take the statement from Action Aid as a political statement.
In another development, Vice President Natalina Lumango has urged members of parliament to engage their constituents in finding lasting solutions to recurring hunger in some parts of the country. This follows a question from Loba Seishi MP Chere Taulo, who asked whether government has statistics identifying areas that require food relief almost every year, and what long-term measures are being considered beyond temporary assistance. In response, the Vice President acknowledged that while she did not have exact figures at hand, some areas such as parts of Luangwa and Chama frequently experience food insecurity. She said the government cannot force communities to relocate from flood-prone or drought-affected areas, stressing that such decisions must come through dialogue between MPs and the people. Mrs. Nalumango cited the Kafuo plant in Monze, where some families who were repeatedly affected by floods agreed to resettle and were supported to establish new livelihoods. She emphasized that while government remains pro-poor, it cannot continue providing relief year after year at the expense of development, and called for collaboration to find sustainable solutions.
How since there is no honor in being, you know, living on handouts, there is no honor in any Zambia. So together, you can come up and say, this is what we are thinking. I'll give you one example. Where people have been flooding year in, year out, in the Kachua class, in Monzi, we have had to, those that were willing, to move them under the system and support them to settle where they can have their own livelihood without depending on government. So my call back to you is that the members who have people that are living in areas where government has to spend money year out to fix them, have a conversation with those people. See if you can identify areas within your place.
In another development, Golden Party of Zambia President Jackson Zimbabwe has defended his party's proposal to introduce two vice presidents, saying the move is aimed at reforming what he describes as an overall governance system. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show,